Track 13, Bob's Brain Teaser Quiz Answers. Righty-ho, here we go. Time for the answers to Bob's quiz. I think I might have done a bit better than usual with this one, but we shall see. Over to you, Sam.
Well, welcome back to the answers to the big summer quiz. I hope you haven't been too hot under the collar about this. Well, we've given Neil a rest this month. Between you and me, I think it's a well-deserved break. I can just picture him languishing now in a stripy deck chair on some lovely beach, seagulls circling overhead, trying to grab the chips that he's guzzling frantically out of a newspaper.
Get off my chips!
And on his head, he'd been wearing a Kiss Me Quick hat, or maybe a knotted handkerchief. You can never tell with Neil. You know, probably the latter on that one. And a stick of peppermint rock for his pudding. I can see it all so clearly. And, perhaps, a book of general knowledge about Norfolk under his deck chair, which, you know, between you and me, he really does need to sort up upon. Anyway, so as it's just you and me, dear listener, do feel free to shout out the answer because no one can hear us. And remember, there's 15 questions in this month's quiz. So let's get started. For question number one, I asked which British seaside attraction is 158 metres tall. That's 518 feet too. Well, was it the Cow Tower in the middle of Norwich? No, it is the Blackpool Tower, famous the world over. Now, question number two was, at 1.34 miles, where is the longest pleasure pier in the UK? Was it Cromer Pier? Nope, the answer is Southend. Do you know, I like to go on the pier, to have a pier with a pier and a pear. Okay, moving on swiftly. Question number three. What was the name of the ITV holiday show fronted by Judith Chalmers, which ran from 1994 to 2003? Well, this was Wish You Were Here. And question number four asked, when does summer officially start? Well, that is the 21st of June, although according to Old Farmer's Almanac, the solstice won't always occur on the same day, and currently it shifts between June the 20th, the 21st and the 22nd, because the timing of the solstice is not based on a specific calendar date or time, but actually it depends on when the sun reaches its northernmost point from the celestial equator. So there, Okay, question number five. The month of July is named after which famous historical person? Was it July Andrews from The Sound of Music? No, it was Julius Caesar, the Roman emperor who invented the Caesar salad. Oh, fancy that. Now, get ready to sing, listener. Loud and clear, please. Question number six was, can you give the first line of Grease's Summer Nights lyrics? Come on, join in.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl.
Question number seven asked, which feast day falls on July the 15th every year? Well, you may have heard of this. It's St. Swithin's Day. Do you know, there's something about St. Swithin in Shakespeare. We are getting classy, ain't we? Well, that's St. Swithin. Okay, let's change the tone now. Question number eight. Who was credited with saving 77 lives during seven summers working as a lifeguard at Lowell Park, Illinois, starting in 1926? Well, this was a gent who turned out to be as terrible an actor in Hollywood as he was a president in the Oval Office. And yes, it's deranged former president of the US of A, Ronald Reagan, or Ronnie, as he was known to the psychiatric nurses. Okay, right, before the lawyers get in touch, just quickly, question number 9 asked us, the dog days of summer are named after the dog star. What is the better known name of this star? Sit. It is, of course, Sirius. Are you serious? No, Sirius. I thought it was going to be Pluto. Anyway, question number 10. What term is often given to a period of dry, hot weather that occurs in the autumn? Well, that's an Indian summer for some reason. And question 11. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Is the first line of which William Shakespeare's sonnet? Well, this is famous Sonnet 18. And sitcom fans, question 12 asked, what was the first name of Clegg in the sitcom Last of the Summer Wine? Well, his pals were Foggy and Compo, and it was Norman Clegg. Question number 13. The summer solstice occurs in the southern hemisphere during which month? It's in the month of December, because it is in the southern hemisphere. Right, we're nearly there. Question number 14. In the Summertime was a debut single and a big hit for which British rock band? Well, that was Mungo Jerry. And I can hear you say, oh, of course, or oh, it's come back to me now. Same here. Right, and finally, question number 15 asked, by what two names is the character Puck, also known in the play A Midsummer Night's Dream? No, not Bottom. That was a different character in the same play. Well, Puck is also known as Robin Goodfellow. Yeah, I know, me neither. And phew, that was quite a slog. A long, hot summer indeed. Do you know, I'm surprised it's not September after that lengthy quiz fest. Well, well done to you for taking part. And do let us know how you have done at home. Are you a summer breeze or a frazzled bee? But please contact us if you'd like to come in and take part. But until next month, it's bye from me. And, well, it's just me. Bye.
Yes, I think that was my best effort yet. I'm quite chuffed. What about you? And I do live in hopes that one of you will have the courage to step up to the plate before long. Otherwise, poor old Neil will have to continue to be put through his paces.